I want to go over one thread I need to tie up from your testimony back when you were here before us about a week ago. We showed you that despite your claim that Sound Transit had clearly informed the legislature that it would seek more than the full $15 billion, two key transportation chairs, Cliburnon and King, believed that Sound Transit was seeking a maximum of $15 billion. You implied that Cliburn and King were mistaken. Let me read a statement from your own Sound Transit Vice Chair, Marilyn Strickland, from a House Democrat news release that was entitled Hearing on Transportation Revenue Package. And she stated, I can give you a copy of this later, but we've taken this off the House Democrat website. She said, my request is pretty simple. When you get off the plane at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport, you can take the light rail to Seattle. You should also be able to take it to Tacoma. We need the full $15 billion authority for Sound Transit so that the voters can decide on that investment, said Tacoma Mayor Marilyn Strickland, echoing more than a dozen other local elected officials. So at the time, Ms. Strickland was the vice chair of Sound Transit board, right?
Correct.
Okay. And it was her understanding that what the legislature was asked to approve was the full $15 billion. We talked about that term before. Is it your testimony today that you presented information to Ms. Strickland about needing more than the full $15 billion?
So the Sound Transit Board in late 2014 identified a request for legislative authority that would allow the board to shape a Sound Transit 3 measure